Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At BostonProper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit BostonProper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you missed lip service last week, here's what you missed. Now, we've all seen Bobby Lights on Love & Hip Hop Miami.
I'm a very open person. I'm not going to put a label on me. Mm-hmm. I'm already gay, I'm just saying, but a label as far as now, like my position, my
top
sexual position,
bottom.
Top or bottom. So I would just say this, like I do prefer to bottom. I mean, I think
really?
It's very clear to the world, yeah. But I will
nice.
You like thugs.
Reverse. Mm-hmm. Yes, I like
and
thugs.
You like to fuck thugs, though.
Thugs like to fuck me.
Yeah. All right, we have a very special Girls Club edition of Lip Service. You know it's always the ladies, but today it's like double the amount of fun.
Yay.
I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And we got the ladies here.
The Girls Club. What's up? My name is Mika Memes.
Chanel, a.k.a. SNL Young Money's Princess.
Hey, it's your favorite, your girl, D Woods.
And it's your girl, Princess Crime Mob, representative.
All right, so we're excited that y'all came through. So tell us about Girls Club.
So Girls Club is, it's like I like when you said a mindset, but it's girls just coming together to support each other, whether you're in dance, whether you sing, whether you rap, whether you're a radio host or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever you do, we kind of come together and support each other. So we started off with us in the music business. We've all seen major success and we've all done it alone, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like, even me and my sister, we're sisters, and we haven't really done a project with each other.
Right. Everybody always is like, when are they going to do something together?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's just like, we did that when we were little. But we're so talented. We were like, let's just come together and do like this massive, like, girl Wu-Tang.
Mm-hmm.
And we all can still do our own individual things, but let's
like a collective.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A collective project.
Everybody got to know how to sing, though?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Everybody has to be motivated.
Something.
Yeah. I didn't know there was a foundation of singing.
Right. Well, we support whatever. Like, you know, we got to support Angela. You've been doing your thing. We've been cool for a long time. So if we're in the city, we're coming to your shit.
Right.
And then if you're in Atlanta, you'll come to our shit.
Yeah, Chanel always hits me up. Like, if I'm in Atlanta, she'll be like, where you at, girl? I'm going
to pull
up.
As soon as I see her. Oh! But so it's just, it's that we have a comedian, her name is Teresa Topnotch. And she, you know, if she has a stand up or a show, we go make sure that she feels our energy. And you know, we have a couple other girls that we have a part of us, but it's a small but big group.
It's nice because people always act like women can't get along with each other,
right.
And that's our biggest thing, to make sure people know that we really support each other. You know, it's not for the money. It's not for fame. Like, we've done all of that before, but now it's about seeing her succeed, seeing her succeed, seeing her succeed, seeing me succeed. And we just changed little girls' mindsets of, oh, you know, they don't have to be catty. They don't have to compete. And they can all get along. And, you know.
Because, you know, that's all they see right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I'm sure, though, because you guys have been in situations where you're in a group setting. Mm-hmm. And it isn't easy. Like, whether you're with men or women, it isn't easy just to get along with different personalities.
Right. Yeah. And I tell that to people all the time. Like, how is it working with all these girls? I'm like, How is it working with all the dudes you work with? Like, it's yeah. it's no different. I see y'all backstab each other all the time or mm-hmm. help each other all the time. We get into arguments all the time, but mm-hmm. we also know what the bigger picture is. And it's just, if you're intelligent enough to not, you know, let small issues that you can resolve dissipate your situation. Mm-hmm. Then that's all it is.
Let's get into some of these issues because we're going to have a little special Girls Code edition since the Girls Club is here. Yes. And it's all women. We're going to talk about whether or not y'all obey the girl code. Okay. Yes. All right. What are the statute of limitations for fucking a friend? So let's just say you was messing with a dude, right? And then y'all stopped talking to each other, but now you like his boy. It's a whole different situation. Is it okay for you to then start messing with his friend? Or is there a time period like, okay, I dated him 7 years ago, so it's no longer a big deal? And I'm sure people here have done it at some point.
It'd be awkward for me.
Yeah. For me, I feel like family is like family. So, like, it would just be weird for me because if I was, like, really, like, somebody's girlfriend and the brother would have been, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my brother type. Yeah. So, it's like, was you liking me the whole time? Like, what is going on? Or was you liking him the whole time? So,
but what if years passed? Yeah, what if years passed?
I mean, unless you get... I think if you marry them, if it's like you're...
You can't predict that. Yeah.
You gotta get married. You gotta be a boyfriend first.
If I'm gonna go out with you, we gotta get married.
So you dated him in high school, and then years later, you met the brother in Atlanta doing something.
Or just his boy. You don't even gotta
wait, yeah, because brother to me is a little different. Yeah.
I think some years
okay, so let's talk friends. You're like, oh, I already met your parents.
Your homeboy.
Homeboy is different than brother.
Homeboy is homeboy.
It's the friend.
Yeah,
it depends on how long y'all were together too. I think, right.
Like, yeah, if
it
was how serious was the first relationship, yeah. And was the homeboy around during that's the time of think. The first relationship?
Yeah. Y'all was all hanging out. That's kind of trifling a little bit.
That's very
I mean, I've done it before, so
so she trifling a little bit.
Yeah, I trifled a shit before. Of course,
I feel okay. Family is iffy, but I feel like if you're truly attracted to someone, if it's just you just trying to fuck, that's
different.
You know, you control yourself. Yeah. But if it's a...
I thought you would say that's okay.
No. I was like, control yourself. But if it's like that real attraction, you know what I'm saying? That real chemistry, I just don't think people are supposed to stop themselves. Because, like, something created that chemistry, and it's probably something that God gave you to have an experience with this person. It might not... Y'all might not even end up screwing that long. Maybe it's a one-time thing, and then you guys actually do business or get creative with each other.
Exactly.
So I don't think you should stop yourself.
I think it's true.
I don't think anybody should stop themselves from building a relationship with another human being.
Also, part of the excitement might be that it's kind of taboo. Like, y'all might be...
That you're not supposed to be doing this shit.
Because then if y'all really get cool, and then now the other ex is the third wheel, and...
Right. Oh, no, we not hanging out.
I mean, not third wheel, but they still come
around. Hey, you want to come out with me and your ex?
Comes, like, he bring a chick around.
So you have never done that?
Uh-oh, she knows something.
No, I'm just joking. I was trying to remember, like, I don't know, it'd just be weird.
Mm-hmm. But, you know,
like, so years.
It's not necessarily wrong. It's just weird feeling.
Yeah, it'd be weird. It's not wrong.
So I had a situation where I dated this guy, and years later, probably like 4 years later, a guy that he was friends with tried to talk to me. But I didn't realize that they was friends. I didn't know them for being together. Maybe he was around, but I didn't recognize him. You know what I mean?
Like, didn't pay attention.
It wasn't that serious. But he brung it up to me. Like, you know, I know somebody that you used to deal with. But he wouldn't tell me who, but I knew who it was. Like, I put two and two together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I still talk to him. I'm not going to be like, oh, because you knew somebody that I fucked with 4 years ago that I kind of might have seen you when we was out. No, like, if I fuck with him now, or, like, we got a little connection or whatever, then I'm going to fuck with him. I'm not going to think about some four-year-old shit. I don't fuck with you no more.
Would you feel weird about with them, like, talking to each other? Like, you think he would ask?
I mean, of course.
You think that you think guys ask, like, so what was she like when you fucked
her? Oh, I already did this before. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did she do that little thing?
No, this happened to me. I mean, what you mean?
Okay. Yeah, what you mean? My friend, you mean?
No, so what happened was, I met this guy and I was dating him. Okay, I like gangbangers and thug killers and drug dealers. So
I was thinking of being
not that type of gangbang.
When you said gangbang, I was like, Jesus,
spill the tea, sis.
We didn't get to that part of the show yet.
So what happened one at a time. I met one first, and then they was in the same gang, like, you know, throw it up.
Right. Okay. We got you now.
And
so you was
then
thinking about
I met somebody who was like a higher member of the gang.
Nothing wrong with a level up, baby.
But separately, yeah.
Nothing wrong with a level up.
She's leveling the game. I gotta go.
Ain't nothing like the OG.
But they ended up becoming friends and like discussing me.
How did you find out they discussed you?
Because they told me.
Oh, both shit. Of them told you?
No. The younger one told me.
The younger one told on the OG? Oh, he got to get out of here.
He was like, he
lied out.
I was like, I mean, it was all good. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
He can't do nothing about it.
Talked about us having sex.
Wow. What did he say about you?
He said it was good.
Okay, good.
Oh, well, that's all good.
So you win.
They say it's good. Yeah.
So you're the winner at the end of the story.
Yeah. I won. And they both still love me.
But so did you feel
me.
It? You don't.
They both still love me.
Yeah. Shout out.
Long ass love me. My bitches love me.
Shout out to them niggas. That's it. You know who you are.
OG all right. In a little way.
Now, would you stay friends with somebody who kicked it to your man?
No.
To my man, no, like the man no. that I'm with.
Fuck no.
Yeah, like a guy you're dating. Let's just say she got drunk and she don't remember.
Nope.
And y'all was out and she was flirting with him. Nope. But she was like, yo, I swear I don't remember nothing. I just way. Like, it's I'm so Cardinal embarrassed.
That bitch, you know they say a drunk heart speak a sober mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's your inhibition killer right there. Right. You know, all of that
she
go
don't
away.
Come back.
When, although some alcohol. Of y'all done blacked out and not remember.
Yeah, I done said some shit when I was drunk.
Yeah, that ain't me.
I think I'm
nah, but when it comes out, to breaking the boundary of respect with a friend's relationship, that's different.
What if she was like,
I've accidentally said something to a friend. It was a guy who was my friend, who we've been friends, but I was drunk and I said some shit to him at the club. And I woke up and I said,
why did I say that, right?
But he wasn't beating your friend.
No, he wasn't.
Right. So, I mean, that's a little different.
But it wasn't your inhibitions, was it? Or you feel like you really felt like that?
I think just, I don't know. No.
So, okay, so maybe people
I wouldn't really do the act, but like, I think I just.
What did you say?
We just got to know. Shit out of you or something crazy like that.
I'll fuck the shit out of you.
And then, you know.
Not that bad.
No, but like, he's not supposed to think that I.
Want to fuck the shit
right.
out of him.
Because y'all just friends.
Right.
Do
right.
you want to fuck the shit out of him?
No.
Did you have to own up to it the next day and be like, listen, I had to call him, I said,
yo. I was just drunk, nigga. Yeah, you know,
I really don't
cool.
want to fuck the shit out of that's you. Cool. It would be very mediocre.
Right. That was
I actually don't want to fuck the shit out of you.
But I'm sure he probably is like, I can take it down.
Okay, what if it was a situation where you had a threesome with your man with the other girl and she contacted him outside of the threesome?
Still, no. I don't like that.
That's fucked up.
What happened?
That's fucked up.
If y'all had a threesome and the girl contacted him outside of the threesome.
She's not supposed to know him.
He gotta shut that
she
shit
has
down.
No yeah. contact mm-hmm. to him.
Well, the thing is, that's why you gotta be careful who you have threesomes with, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen. You gotta understand the code.
The code?
Yeah, that's his code. Yeah. You don't fuck with no friends, ex boyfriends, mans, nothing. And you don't go behind nobody back to somebody else. So they man. Right. Just don't do that.
Everything gotta come through you.
Yeah my sister had to cut somebody off because she, like, was dating somebody who had a lot of money, and her homegirl was around them. Mm. And the homegirl called him and asked him to borrow money.
Ooh,
instead of asking my sister.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Right? That's not cool at all.
Did he lend it to her?
No, he called my sister and was like, why?
Right, why she went?
And I was her friend for like 15, 20 years.
I feel like that's a risk with a threesome, though. Like, that's why you shouldn't. Well, me personally, that's not my thing, because I would really have to go to jail if the bitch was trying to, like, you know, fuck with my nigga behind the whole shit or whatever. Mm. Like, I just couldn't see being okay with that. Like, oh, she called you. How she doing today? She good? She, you know what
that's
I mean?
That's why I think that threesome thing should be a moment. I think there's some relationships out there that be trying to make it a
thing.
Once in a while thing, but, you know,
physical interaction brings forth emotion, like
some type of emotion.
So you're playing, yeah. You're playing.
Well, let's talk about Quincy Jones for a second, because
I love him. He's my favorite.
84 years old, and he has 22 girlfriends, and they all know about each other. He said,
"Wait, huh?
And they're all under the age of 40. What? They are between the youngest is 28, and the oldest one is 42.
Can I be one 28 of the
40? That's what I was gonna ask.
I love him.
I fit in that box. No sense. I didn't know about the age range.
Because he can't be fucking those 22.
And contracts and stuff too.
I know he wants
to try to take contracts.
He like, listen, they're in all different countries. He said one of them's in like Stockholm, one's in Cairo, one's in Shanghai, because he travels a lot.
We met him when we were little.
Oh, you did?
They sex drive crazy at that age.
That's what I said. He want that little pickle tickle, but he can't do it.
We met him. We performed for him when we were kids in the theater. So do you remember the Jane Fonda tribute when he was there?
I was not there.
Oh, well, we performed for him, and I'll never forget this because we was joking, we was laughing, our butts off. We had this girl who looked like 17 or 18, and all she kept saying was Africa. Africa, and she couldn't even speak English, and that's who he was with that night.
Well, he got 22 of those. More, right? Yeah.
She's like, Africa.
All over the world.
Now, could you imagine falling in love with somebody who's 84 years old?
No.
Yes.
As my
love that you live so much life. I have love for you, granddad.
But I can't.
When I'm 84, I'm not fucking with an 84-year-old.
You gotta be at least that way.
I'm gonna have me a young boy.
A lot of wisdom and game. I soak it all up.
So, yes.
I love him. Yes.
I'm trying to think of an 80-something-year-old that
would
know.
I wouldn't be in a relationship. With, okay, it's Quincy Jones, though.
That's what I said. Love for Quincy Jones.
As long as we don't
have a lot of love. Quincy Jones.
He made Thriller.
He can mentor me. But I don't want to fuck him.
Right. But you probably don't have to fuck him.
I don't even want to
call him. 84-year-olds have sex? Yes.
Like, they be popping them pills.
Man, they want to fuck the shit out of them girls.
You think so? Because he probably
had a good company. But
he's in a wheelchair?
He at least wants
them to lick on it.
Yeah,
you got to do something. It's going to touch.
He probably do some weird shit.
It's going to touch
you. From the ceiling or some shit.
Listen,
playing Michael Jackson music.
You are not.
Playing the Color Purple soundtrack.
I am here with
that nigga dick big as hell.
Damn, that nigga dick big as hell.
Damn, that nigga dick big as hell. What if he wanted you to just masturbate in front of him or something?
That's probably what he'd be on.
Nigga's like,
that was... Baby, no shade, because he tries to help you.
Got that long money.
You would do it.
All you guys like 5 more years left.
I'm just saying he goes to 100.
But I'm just saying he got to weigh the options. Like, right. You would be with a broke, crazy nigga for 3-4 years.
Or a rich nigga that's going to treat you like shit.
Right.
Or old ass nigga that just want to enjoy the last.
Man, let's go. Where you want to go? Let's go.
Just push me over there.
That's all you think about.
I'm not sharing no 85-year-old dick. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, not no 22 ways.
But that's not even what they doing with
that. That's every little effort for you.
22 ways. How do you even know 22 people like that?
Because he travels the world.
I mean, like, you know 22 people, obviously, but like, intimately like that. That's OD. Like
22 Savage.
You could not do that.
Every area code.
He got hoes. Yeah.
Because it makes you look every at country what kind code. Of woman you are. You're not fantastic.
Every country code.
You know. But what about sharing
Mary Quincy Jones?
I mean, you're a man with like with 21 other Quincy. Women.
Some of them out there doing it right now.
Right.
They don't
you just don't know.
Yeah. Not knowingly at all.
But you could be with somebody that you knew was fucking other people. Like, that's not your man, but...
That shit be getting annoying. I hate that shit. Yeah.
It depends what you're doing.
Part of single.
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah. So if you think you're in a relationship and he's doing whatever, that's a problem.
Yeah. I have a boyfriend, but he don't have a girlfriend.
There's a mutual understanding like you just you're casual and you're casual other places.
I think that's fine.
I mean, that's up to you. That's called dating.
I think there's too much shit out here that people are playing with.
Yeah, that's true.
I can hang out with somebody who may hang out with a lot of people, but I probably won't be physically, you know, intimate with them just because there's a lot of, you know, germs and cooties.
I'm a hypocrite. I'm fucking like 3 different people right now when I want to.
So when I feel like as long as you're wearing condoms, then you know, you fuck whoever you want to fuck.
Right. I'm not saying go fuck everybody. But if you feel like fucking,
yeah, put a condom on and fuck.
Now, what if he had a little bump, but you're not sure?
Oh, I didn't finish.
Who got a little bump?
It could be a razor bump or a grown hair.
You got to finish.
Wait for it to heal. Put some aloe vera on.
You know what? A mole even scares me. A mole will scare your ass. You like, hold on, this nigga got a mole?
I was like, what is that?
Nigga like, it's a birthmark, bitch.
Like, turn the light on.
Right. He said that. Scratch it. Wait, is it a scab?
That's when you gotta pull out the iPhone and turn on the flashlight.
I would have been dying laughing inside.
You have to slow down. You take your hand. You like, rock button.
So you said no?
You
believed him?
Ew.
Yeah, it was a mole.
It was a mole, okay.
But it was just a bump. And I was like, light switch.
I guess if you have a mole, you gotta like pre-explain that shit. Like, look, you about to go down there. I'm gonna tell you right now, I have a mole.
That sounds worse.
Yeah, I'd be like,
no. You gotta slickly show her.
Like, what you mean you got a mole?
Right. Like, he gotta like take his boxes off and kind of just like,
I'm confident about my mole. If he's confident about the mole, that's a mole. If he like this and shit, just trying to show you the side of his ball.
That's a bump.
Because like we were just talking about this, because I have a birthmark right above my lip. It's a strawberry birthmark, but it looked like it could be something.
No, it doesn't.
No, it looks like a pimple.
Like, no, it looks like lipstick. You're like, oh, Jessie, your lipstick.
It's beautiful.
It doesn't look like a herpes mark.
It's right here.
No, herpes don't even be that high.
But yeah,
too close to your nose would be herpes.
Yeah, she got herpes in her nose.
But I be having to explain it.
It come from here. It's a birthmark. That's it.
When I was in high school, I had this boyfriend. Oh, like, we started dating, but he was like, he told me at first he was nervous to kiss me because he thought I had herpes.
Tell him to go look it up in the fucking on Google.
His mother got herpes.
He didn't tell me until much later. But he was like, I always thought you had herpes or something. I was like, well, thank you for still dating me and not asking me.
Thank you for kissing me anyway and not knowing for sure.
Do you guys remember the first time you ever sucked somebody's dick and didn't know what you were doing?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
I think I always knew.
Because I have to think that, I think about the first time I did it and I really didn't know what I was doing, and I feel bad for him. Because I know.
The very first time I gave head, I was 16 and he was 24.
Oh,
and he kinda
that's
like,
rape.
Yeah, well. He kind of instructed me. Mm-hmm. He kind of like taught me how to do it.
I watched porn when I was young, and we would watch porn
and he would be like,
I watched the porn that was like played.
It was like a show. So then when I got into my position, I was like, okay, it's time to perform. So I felt like I did a good job.
I did a terrible job the first time I did it. I didn't know what I was doing because I had never seen like it done before. I didn't know what I was doing.
So what do you think that the girl that had that video where she's like, what is that? What was that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Is that good? Like, guys, there's seven of us here. Like,
what video
was
this?
The lady who took the fucking grand crack.
Oh, the grapefruit.
The grapefruit.
Oh, and girls?
Yeah, I don't. That's too much. That shit looks scary.
Yeah, that's not sexy.
But the grapefruit simulates a vagina, so she was just
doing that for her.
For him.
The grapefruit on his penis
simulates a vagina.
So you've done this before?
No, I'm just saying.
Remember the whole grapefruit craze everybody was talking about on Instagram like 2 years ago or something?
I didn't know if anybody ever really did it. You know what I mean?
I tried.
Did anybody?
I've never did it.
Did it work?
No, I don't think I need
to. You tried it? Oh, you did try it.
Because I forgot to. I put the grapefruit in the refrigerator. So when I cut the whole
shrinkage.
Yo.
Oh, wow.
We'll need a warm grapefruit. Let's just watch a movie.
I can't believe you tried it.
I did. I was like, okay, wait a minute.
That's because a lot of pre-planning.
Only reason why, because when I watch porn, like, it'd be nasty shit that. Nasty shit.
Right. Grapefruit.
And that shit sounded nasty. And I was like, maybe niggas like to hear all that.
Yeah. They do like to hear that.
So I was like, well, okay, let's give this a whirl.
Yeah, well, nothing like that. Because nobody likes quiet head.
Yeah.
Hell no.
It gotta be like,
you gotta hum on it.
Yeah, gotta be something going on.
Sing to this. And y'all can sing too, so there's no reason you're not humming.
I got rave reviews my first head experience. I did.
Next to your sister.
Chanel is like, what am I doing?
But I mean, I didn't know what I was doing.
I feel bad.
It took a long time. I was with the boyfriend for a long time, and he had been eating me out or whatever. So finally, he just like, I guess he got up the nerve to finally ask me. He didn't want to offend me. And I was just like, do I have to? He was like, no, I just love the way you kiss me. And I just feel like it would feel really good if you kissed me there too. I was just like,
oh, that was a he had
that's
some
game, right? That's sweet.
He had game.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, no.
Where's the great group?
But he was just like, you did really good. Like, you did really good. I was like, okay, cool.
Good job. Gold star.
Gold star. I'm pretty sure my teeth scraped the first.
Mine definitely did.
Penis.
And my shit was dry as hell. I didn't even know what I was doing.
I didn't know about that.
No, see, I was spitting on it because I was like, oh,
he asked me to do that shit again.
I think I'm supposed to spit on it.
Yeah.
I didn't learn from
I'm going to do it really bad.
I didn't know. I didn't know what I was doing.
Are you expert now?
You know what made me learn how to do it? I read an article in a magazine about how to give a blowjob, and that's how I learned how to do it.
What?
Really?
Mm-hmm. I actually watched a video of Superhead.
Video.
I watched
it. Oh, that's not it.
The one with Mr.
Marcus? Girl, I watched
it. Yeah. But
it's structured.
Yes,
and there's this one scene everybody where spit on it, and it spit with the drip down, and she went underneath and
court
the
girl. Yes. I didn't do all that.
What's his name? That's that same video.
Mr. Marcus.
They was outside.
Oh,
yes. Mr. Marcus was up there. And he actually talked about that.
Yep.
He talked about it.
Yo, shout out to Mr. Marcus
and Superhead for teaching us all how to get it.
I have a Mr. Marcus story.
He was like, I'm going to give classes and we'll have a competition and you guys could practice on me.
Wow. Right. I have a Mr. Marcus story.
Uh-oh.
You guys said
that? Wait.
Don't.
Oh. I'm through, princess.
He's my favorite.
But.
No, it was T-Pain had a party at his house. Mm-hmm. And it was some kind of, I don't know, people were stressed up, but it wasn't Halloween. And
it wasn't Halloween.
Oh, you know, this is the same party
already.
This is the same party I was telling you about
at
earlier.
T-Pain house.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So now it's.
Oh, girl, you was at a sex party.
Okay.
The dressed up, not Halloween part kind of gave it away.
No, it was another part I told them earlier, and I didn't even.
Wow.
So what happened?
So I was talking to T-Pain's mama about something else.
She was at the sex party?
Girl.
No.
Right.
About something else.
Teddy Payne.
And this voice was behind me, and I turned around, and all I saw was a hat. And it was, like, shining. And I was like, Jesus? And then I looked down.
It was Mr. Marcus.
And he had no shirt on, and his costume was an elephant tent. So all he had was a piece of cloth and the elephant.
Oh!
And that elephant kind of creative.
Was everywhere and everybody...
Eating mad peanuts.
He was... It was in drinks, stirring up shit.
Shut up.
Wait, he was stirring shit with the elephant trunk?
Yeah.
Did you drink it?
I didn't... Not in my cup.
Not my cup.
Not my liquor.
Not in my cup.
See. But, oh, yeah.
So that was Mr. Marcus?
We don't try to go to one of them parties.
It was an elephant tent.
Remember?
What kind of, I don't know.
Now, what did you have on?
Oh, no. So we had a costume party, and I left once I was...
You were like, listen, they got elephants in here. I gotta go.
She was the ringleader.
Of Mr. Marcus.
Oh, okay.
Gloria.
I thought it was he had some kind of shiny ass.
Oh, no. It was just every time he walked by. It was
he had his Tims on?
Yes.
Girl.
He had on Tims and the cloth.
He on the elephant trunk. And the dick out.
And the hat.
Mm.
So he was literally walking around with his dick out and some Tims.
And he gonna interrupt the conversation with you and T-Pain's mama.
Yeah,
we went to a VMA after party. Do you remember that?
That's what I'm talking about.
Jamie Foxx's house.
Oh no, yeah.
And we were like, you don't remember that? Y'all was having a dance battle, and I was the one walking around because I wasn't dancing. And so I walked to the back, and they were
battling,
doing it on the pool table. When I came back, I was like, don't kill it.
You don't have any sex.
I was like, let's go.
But when you say they, was a lot of people.
It was strippers.
Oh, okay.
It was like strippers up there butt ass naked, and then I saw like some action happening, and I was like, oh!
See, those Jamie Foxx parties are legendary because people always talk about how he had them parties.
Yeah, we was too. That's too young.
Katie Holmes walking on the stage on the Grammys, going and shit.
Katie Holmes is looking like, yes, oh,
man.
You want to have a party with me? Like party with me. That nigga Fab was looking like.
Did you see how Diddy cropped him out of picture? Did y'all see that?
And they blurred out French Montana.
And they blurred French Montana out the picture.
Huh? What Frenchie do?
Wait, what?
He cropped Fab out. Vanilla? The picture.
Did he?
Then they blurred out French.
That's his boy.
So it was like Kendrick, Jay, and Nas.
Yeah.
And he was like three.
Diddy wasn't even in the picture.
Diddy wasn't in the picture.
No. And then he posted that picture.
I don't know where he had.
Shout out to Diddy. That's dope.
He said that's
cracking. That wasn't brotherly love right there.
Yeah, that wasn't brotherly love.
He was some balloons and everything. I had a cake.
All right, now, next question. If you were into S&M, would you be the dominant or would you be the submissive?
I'm a Gemini, so I'm going to have to switch it up. Yeah.
I'm an Aquarius, so I go with the flow.
What do you prefer, though?
Submissive.
Like, later I get it done to you.
Yeah, I probably want to be the submissive.
Me too.
Because you would feel weird, like, beating a guy or something.
Yeah.
That's a real
bitch. You got a touch pain, right? You got a whole tattoo just all the way. I can't do the pain thing.
Yeah, I don't like the pain thing either. I'm not doing that.
I'm going to have the whip or the... Like light candle wax.
I knew Chanel was going to say that.
Yeah.
I probably would do a back and forth with it too, because it depends how dominant you are, because that should be real sexy. But then sometimes it's like, I want to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in control.
This would be a
battle. So you've done it.
I'll be having ideas.
So you've done it before?
No, but there is
some. A little bit.
I have never like really been like whipped or nothing, but there's certain little games that you might want to play. You know what I mean? And I be having ideas and like imagination. You know, we're performers, we're actresses, so I be like, okay, this is what we're gonna do.
She's my little sister. So I'm listening to this.
What's the safe word?
Like, stop. Pineapples.
What? What you doing?
Calling the police.
Hey, nigga, stop.
I've always been excited with the idea of like. Having a dick or a strap on for one situation, like being able to be the man.
I don't think I would ever want to put a strap on. I don't want my man to ever want anything.
I
want to fuck a girl. She wants to fuck a girl.
That's like a dominant thing.
I've always wanted to know the sensation that men feel when they put their penis in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We'll never know.
Because they do anything for it, so is it crazy?
It's gotta be crazy.
Because how can a guy describe it? Like, I'm sure you think they wonder what it feels like to be entered.
They say that it's wet and
they can experience it.
It's warm and wet.
Yes, they can.
What if your boyfriend was like, I wish I knew what it felt like to have a vagina?
Now, I'd be like, I wonder what it feels like to get my dick sucked. Like, I do want to know that. That's what I want to know. But guys, I think guys feel like that, like, because they know how we feel once they eat our pussy, whatever. But, like, getting your dick sucked just has to be amazing.
Yeah, it has to be. It's
and you can squirt in somebody's face like that. That's just great.
It seems very primal, right? Yeah. Like, animalistic.
Come here, bitch. Like, let me squirt in your face. Right. Like, no, that got to be amazing.
Well, you know, I have a question.
So, we were kind of talking about this earlier today. I think maybe I was dreaming. But you know how they men always say that all women are lesbians?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
I think all men are gay.
All men
snap, Gigi.
Are homoerotic.
I have a theory. And my theory is too many women that are down with the get down that is not balancing out for all these men to be against it.
There's like, too many men in our business, for one. For two, these men going to jail are so quick to be okay with that shit.
It's gay for
gay,
they call
really
it.
I just really feel like all men have the same attraction to each other. Like, they say women.
The brohoods.
They just don't talk about
each other. They will pay a nigga's car note, his house note, and leave his baby mama broke.
And go over and play video games all night.
Yeah. And be fucking with they niggas all the time.
And we'll bow your ass out the way trying to get into the club so they can be with the next nigga.
Push you
in
Atlanta. Push you in our section.
Oh my God.
We literally got like bush.
That's my section.
to get up into our section.
That shit is ridiculous.
It is so sick.
It's the worst in Atlanta. I don't care.
Everybody's a celebrity. Everybody is
LA
famous.
And Atlanta, I would think.
Everybody special. Everybody VIP. The guys will literally push the girls out the way and stand next to G.
And have a section full of niggas.
And I always say, guys are bigger niggas than girls.
One bottle.
One bottle. And 10 niggas.
And look at a woman, like, just disgusting. Like, that bitch has banging ass titties, a small ass, but she's beautiful. And you just so happy. You gonna whisper in this nigga ear all night?
Yes.
That verse. No, that shit.
Like, what the fuck do they be talking about for so long? I be thinking about that shit. Like, just what whispering. Do these two niggas got to talk about? In the club when there's mad bitches
and you can't even hear each other.
And y'all been talking for an hour. Just what are y'all?
You know what I think cologne. Too? I think sometimes guys be doing all kind of lean and popping pills and then fucking with each other and then acting like it never happened.
They got to.
So they be talking about fucking each other. And
they be like, yo.
Yeah,
sucking dick. Yeah, they be popping mollies.
That's why I be dating the gangbangs. Well, shit.
And then they suck a dick and then they act amazing. Like they don't remember shit.
The way you was hitting my balls last night.
Last night was amazing,
you did
daddy.
Something special with your tongue last night.
Yo, these two kids different. I grew up with, right, when we were young, like maybe like 14 years old.
Daddy.
One of them told me the other dude sucked his dick on the roof.
What?
Whoa. He was like, but we were young. So,
but we were young.
No, we were young. And so I guess he was like, yo, we was on the roof. And he just was like, yo, let me try something. And he was like, what? And he said he started sucking his dick, and he was like, yo, chill. But I don't feel like he said,
chill. That's not what you say when somebody starts sucking your dick. That's
chill.
Amazing.
He said, chill, all right. Right? He said, yo, chill, as he laid back and got comfortable.
Right.
Chill.
He said, chill, as he right. He said, chill, as he grabbed
him. I ain't gonna hold you. A real nigga would have been like, and then I grabbed him and threw him off the roof.
That's why I just got home.
I'm locked up now.
That's
why I'm.
I don't even know why he told me that story.
Because he was coming out.
He wanted.
He was trying to stuff about the closet.
He wanted you to tell. No. He wanted you to
be. He probably wanted to see my reaction.
So
I have a question, and I mean, this may be kind of like, you know, irrelevant, but. So you dating a dude, mm-hmm. You know how like a lot of dudes are okay when there's a girl and she's into girls or she's had an experience with girls. And what if your dude says, well, you know, I had an experience with a man, but that was just one time.
That happened on Insecure. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, but I insecure.
Does this bother us? It bothers me. It wasn't one time. It was just the first time.
Right,
but, you know.
Me because I can't compete with penis. Okay, Gigi, yes you can. I need you to have more confidence in yourself.
No, I cannot. I don't have a penis. I can't give you that. You can't suck a penis.
You could buy one.
Nah, it's not the same.
A purple one or something.
If I don't want a plastic penis, I'm sure he don't want no plastic penis either. I'm sure he want the body connected to it the same way I feel. I need a body connected to
it. They have some really great fake penises now, though.
Really?
But how can you fuck
him? It feels real.
Like, is he never gonna have sex with another man again?
That's the question.
I think that's what the problem is. Because
once you gay, you gay. Mm-hmm.
No, but listen, there's a lot of women that experimented and then settled down with a man and
this
never did it again.
This is what I'm saying. Like, we've talked about
this. Why
can't
men experiment?
Mm-hmm. She settled we've down, talked but she's about gonna this. Get down when it's getting
man,
good.
Ain't, let me tell you something. The way that my daddy told me a man's supposed to be is a man. You don't, ain't nobody put nothing in your ass. You ain't sucking up. Like, it's
what if
like
he put it in someone else's
females,
ass?
This is why I give us a pass. Mm. Because females, we came out sucking on our mama titty. We've been lesbians. We're nurturers. We're like, that's what we are.
Although if you're Jewish and you have a brisk, like is that what it's called? A brisk? Where they, when you're a baby, they they circumcise you and then the rabbi like sucks your
sucks
penis
it off. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
The rabbi yeah.
So
and
by your thinking, Mika.
I did not
somebody.
Know that.
You're supposed to get your dick sucked by another man.
The rabbi
especially
like,
a rabbi.
Let's always be gay.
That's in the Jewish culture.
The day.
Yeah.
Folks,
yeah.
On my nerves.
That's why I know that's how I went down.
Present day or you talking about like that's why priests touch little boys.
Present day.
All right, but listen, this brings me to a good question. Somebody emailed in and I definitely want to see what y'all think. Oh okay. Gosh. So this woman said she needs some non-biased advice. I've been in a relationship for a little over 3 years. When my partner was a child, he was sexually abused by his older stepbrother. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, I found out he was contacting people off Backpage. And when I confronted him, he broke down and told me why he does the things he does. And it came down to him having been sexually abused as a child.
His family does not know. They know something happened, but cannot put their finger on it. When this happened, I had him seek therapy, and I was seeing a therapist myself. I remember my therapist telling me he may be a sex addict or a porn addict, but I didn't think that was him, so I never even told him what she told me. I kind of brushed it off. 2 years later, he proposes, and from my point of view, everything has been great. He's a great father. I know he loves us. Legit, everything is amazing. But then, this weekend, I came across his Snapchat, and it was literally filled with porn. He follows girls who specifically use Snapchat for porn. He would send money for personal videos or pictures. This time, I just couldn't take it, and therefore, I kicked him out and told him he was sick. He is an addiction and a problem. It's clear as day. It's like a double life. Maybe I dropped the ball by not really taking this as serious the first time around, but I trusted he would really get help and not just see a therapist a few times and call it a day. Am I wrong for turning my back on him?
No.
No.
Well,
you did the right thing.
Well, why? No. Why? It's Snapchat. No.
So it'd be better if he was just watching porn, if he saw a bunch of
paying for this shit. It. Yeah.
It's just like being involved with an alcoholic or any type of addiction or a person who's sick.
But if it's just if it's just pussy and it's not weird shit and children and shit.
Yeah, I thought she was going to say that she found out that he was gay.
I thought the back pages was for men.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
But the real thing is that he was abused as a child and,
it's not as bad.
He was abused as a child and now he's addicted to sex, so he buys it.
And addicted to porn. Yeah.
So he buys it.
So he pays for like these women to send videos.
No, I dated somebody like that.
How does she know?
He does need help, one.
That's a gateway.
It's a slippery slope.
And if anything,
he pays for it. So if you watch it for free, you don't need help. Because then I need help.
And that shit didn't used to be free.
But he has to make it secretive. He has to hide it.
Exactly. He wanted it started so free. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? He was watching it free. Now he wanted it personalized. So now he's paying. Now he want to fuck the bitch.
With prostitutes and drag queens.
So I'm at stage one then.
Yeah, you ain't get to the gate. That shit gate.
No, I dated somebody. You told me that he was.
You just smoking weed. You ain't drinking lean yet.
And he told me that it got out of control when he started looking at
trans women.
And then he told me how gradual it got. At first it was just this, then it was that. And he was like, now I will stay up on my computer until 7 a.m.
Damn, that now 7 a.m.
I feel like it's his job that's finished work. If it's something that happened when he was little and it was never addressed, he could be confused sexually and not know how to handle it. He could, in his mind, like men now, and to try to
suppress that, he overindulges in women
to try to cancel out those true feelings because
that's what
he probably got hard when he was touched or something. He probably came when he was touched, and it's still your body's going to react. So. Mm-hmm. You know, I just feel like you can't just.
And was it an ongoing thing with the brother-in-law?
If they married,
I don't know, but I do know that he did at least go and try to get help.
Yeah,
and then the therapist did say he might have an addiction. She didn't address it. She never even told him, and so it's kind of like you didn't nip it in the bud, and there were all these signs. Yes, Chanel.
So, an addiction to sex. Where does the line draw?
It's just
draw
like the line? A female who was molested or something, she ends up being a stripper or a prostitute. Isn't that the same kind of correlation?
But he's not a stripper or a prostitute. He's looking at porn, which everybody here watches porn.
Ain't nobody paying for it here, though.
Yeah, but I'm paying for it. Okay, but we're women, too.
I got a bias on my damn computer. I rented movies one time from Insurrections.
And I kept them on stage too, bruh.
They let me have them because I kept them for 2 months,
like,
and the bill was $200
to them and coke.
I was like, come on, bruh, give me a membership for Insurrections for 2 weeks.
She got kids with him. She got kids with him. As long as his porn choices aren't something that she.
Like bestiality.
She might need to step her sexual activity up.
It ain't about her, though.
I feel like
she got to buy a strap on.
You can't put that pressure on her because she can't fulfill every fantasy that has been driven into his head.
She might just saw a couple of pictures and is like, oh my gosh.
Well, he was sending money to people on Snapchat. She said,
that's what the problem is.
These niggas.
It's normal to me, father, your children sending random bitches money for videos.
That's a problem.
It's hurtful.
You taking money out my kids' mouth.
She probably feels like that. I can't satisfy you that you have to go and do this. That's just not healthy.
But what's interesting is she said that their relationship has been amazing. He's a great dad. And everything.
That's fine,
but he can still be a great dad. Just not my husband.
He just needs help.
And she said everything is amazing between us until she found
out. So, bitch, why are you prying? If everything was amazing, your ass wouldn't be looking in his browser.
She needs to just deal. They need to go back to therapy.
They got married.
They're married, right?
Yeah,
she's saying everything's amazing.
No, she said they're in a relationship. He's her partner. And they've been together for 3 years and they have a kid.
And he proposed to her.
He proposed and then what?
3 years ain't that long, bro.
Engaged.
Yeah, move on.
3 years not long? No.
It's the kid that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. And then look, if he really has a problem, you don't want something really bad to happen to him and for it to get worse.
Yeah. Because
you would feel bad. Now, I'm not saying you got to be with him. But maybe you want to at least help him.
Help him through what? His sexual
therapy.
Yeah, talk to him, see what it is.
So, like, imagine being a kid and getting abused by your stepbrother.
So he was getting help. Why did he stop?
I don't know why he stopped, but you know, she said she didn't take it seriously. Like when the therapist was saying, "Well, this is his problem. He's addicted to porn."
She didn't take it seriously. Right, though, bitch. When you see it on Instagram, like, see, you should have. Nah, she should have took it serious when it was.
But she didn't. So now she's like, "Am I wrong if I leave him?
Right?
And
so
kick him out."
I think it's
give him another.
Think about everything you just heard us ladies say. Me when I said these ladies no because you know I think there's a bunch of different ways you can look at it. We don't know the details, but
I think if you're not happy, don't be happy. She
said she was.
She said she was happy.
Well, good. What's your problem?
That's what I'm saying.
That's why she's
happy. You're not prying though.
Help.
You get what I'm saying? When I'm happy, I don't go looking for a problem.
But yeah, but let's just say you find one. Like everything is great, so you think because that happens. You think everything's great, and you find some shit out.
There's gotta be something.
Anger problems, sex problems, money problems.
So I guess she just probably needs to see if he can go one more round with the therapy and really get to the root of the problem. Because, you know, it may not really be that much of an addiction, but if it's too much for her, then that's where the problem is. And it's like, I can't be with somebody who's like this.
Like, give him an ultimatum. Like, if you keep
she
doing
likes
this,
to watch
I'm
porn too, let's watch it together.
Or you know what? Maybe you could not be together, but still help him.
Yeah.
And then if he works through his issues,
I always feel like
in relationships, work on yourself first. When you know you have an issue and the person knows you have some addictions and demons and things that you're dealing with from childhood, work on yourself and then let's work on a relationship. Because it's hard to be in a relationship when you have all these issues.
That's true, but at the same time, it's like he really did not cheat on her, though. So if she loves him, mentally, then maybe she should figure it out.
But wouldn't you feel crazy if your man was sending money to random bitches?
I had an ex who used to get on the computer every morning and would be on
Pornhub,
and his dumb ass would never erase the history.
What was he looking at?
Ebony.
Okay, all right, well, you know.
Okay, well. But we would have just had sex the night before. Mm-hmm. So every morning you're still getting up like.
Right.
It do kind of make you feel on the highway. Maybe what the fuck are you getting up?
Maybe he feels like he don't want to. You know.
Well, I have a friend whose husband has a sex addiction, and she was finding, you know, histories in the cookies, and you know, he's up late at night on the internet having in group chats and everything.
Oh,
and
shit.
Then he's like waking her up out of her sleep trying to get her to have sex, and then like doing like when she didn't want to, he would like jack off and then like slap the shit on her like bow.
Oh my god, that's disrespectful.
Yeah, wake disrespectful shit. So it anyway. Just it,
oh my god,
it's a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope. It will get worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. If she doesn't feel like she can satisfy him, he doesn't feel like he's satisfying her. Like it became really, really like toxic.
See, now, Princess, let me ask you this. He was still having sex with you every night, but he was still looking at porn in the morning.
Yep.
I don't know if that would bother me so much because we still have a healthy sex life.
Mm-mm. But it's still something that I'm not fulfilling because
I feel like sometimes a lot of people aren't in sync sexually too. Like sometimes guys like to have sex more than we do, and sometimes we like to have sex more than they do.
Right.
So
yeah,
it's hard to
high sex. I know that now. I mean, what?
What does that mean?
I didn't know that.
I know that now.
I know that now. Being older.
But back then, he's always had a high sex drive, so... I don't know.
So maybe instead of
Are you talking about one day? Seven, eight, nine?
He must not do no drugs.
Like nuts.
Do we have a job? How do people have sex with 8-9 times a day?
The weed man. But you always had something to smoke, and he was always getting fucked. So
I wasn't even smoking back then.
What a waste.
How you gonna waste a relationship like that?
How you end up with the weed?
I was drinking diet.
Y'all heard me say I used to mix Bacard Belvedere with 151 and Punch. It used to go down.
Listen. But you wasn't fucking the weed man. You better smoke weed.
The only 151 and weed guys I ever met is when I was buying weed. Like, you don't just meet a weed guy.
And Hawaiian Punch.
By the cat. That's my famous quote, the waitress cannot date the cook.
All right, now I got to ask y'all this next question. Have you ever aggressively pursued a man?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's aggressive?
Yeah.
Like, then yes.
That's just going hard.
Yeah, I didn't went hard to and I didn't have to look at myself like, oh, you
that same ex I was talking about, we was younger, and I used to always see him in the club. I was like, oh, he liked T.I. I want you. Come here. And he'd be like, hold on. Oh, shit.
He told me, hold on.
Do you know who I am? Come here. Hold on. Okay. That was cute.
It turns you on even more.
Mm-hmm. And he made me wait 3 weeks.
He made you wait? And you liked it, though.
Oh, wow.
See, guys, make us wait.
He hit me with the shut up or you ain't getting no more dick.
And you was like, okay, I'm going to shut up. What about you, Mika? What's aggressive to you?
Well, I was just...
Like showing up where he at?
No.
That's stalking.
Yeah. I would just be like the first one to initiate conversation.
Look, she said, yes, you do. Chris, I said, you be
talking. Damn. No, I can see Mika doing something like that.
I don't like confrontation like that. So I'd be like...
Like that.
I'm not a good... Like, I don't really know what to say, like, right? And I'm like, damn, I should have said that. But anyway, but... Like, just texting and not going to text back, but then still texting again, right. Shit like that, or calling.
I hope he wasn't sending question marks. I hate when I don't answer somebody and they send, like, a bunch of question marks.
Oh, no. I hit him with a whole picture waiting on you to respond.
Oh, that's now that's cute.
Because, like, as a woman, you feel like you're supposed to be a person.
Right? You want to be, like, you want him to be going hard for you.
But but women are, like, bosses these days, and we say what we want, and we get what we want. And why can't we do that with men, too?
That shit make me feel weird.
It make men feel uncomfortable.
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
You got to understand what a man...
If I'm being aggressive.
You got to understand what a man is. Like, that's not that kind of... You got to do what it takes to get that man to give you the attention that you want. Because they're not built like that. They don't want something that they already got without trying to get it. Like, I just feel like they're kind of built like, give me something to fucking work towards. Or like,
they don't want it to be too easy.
Yeah.
Like, Mika, would you propose to a man?
Hell no.
Okay, so you still...
Oh, yeah, no.
You a boss,
I just mean...
I don't be that much
like
of a boss.
Texting and calling. I didn't text it and call too much sometimes.
Right.
One time.
And then,
and then spaz. And be like, fuck hell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just spaz out. Like, don't catch me. And now you got my attention. And now you're not going to answer my question.
I see, that's what I'm talking. It'd be an ego thing, though, too.
And then they hit you with that, oh, I was locked up. I couldn't respond. I was locked up. And you over here going in on the text, not even knowing I was locked up.
Shout out to Peanut.
He lying, girl. Just so you know, he lying. He was not locked up.
And that's what I felt like. I was like...
I need some paperwork.
Right. You don't need that. All you got to do is type his name in the search online.
Oh, yeah.
No, you just see
that. But you know...
Public records.
It's easy access.
Because you know how you be mad and you be texting and he don't hit you back and then you like, I feel, what if something happened? Because then you start thinking like,
I don't think
you got an accident.
I don't think that, if I don't get a text back, my initial response is, fuck that nigga. Oh, like, I don't be like, something happened.
That's but what if he always is good at hitting you back?
Yeah, and if he don't text me back,
I be thinking that like that, but then I be like, I'm not going to say that because if something bad happened, I don't want to feel like I was a bitch.
Yeah.
But I'm only like that with people I have already fucked with. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like something I just met on the street. Right. I'm just like, hey,
they just met you 2 minutes ago. Where you at?
Nah, it's about I didn't touch your dick. Answer me.
After you suck somebody's dick, you have the authority.
You do have the authority. You do have
the authority. Where's my dick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, here's another SE question. All right, this guy I've been conversing with has asked to fly me out to see him next month, and I'm trying to decide if I should go. I mean, he says he'll cover the flight.
Don't be a bird.
He would pay for a hotel for me to stay in. He also offered to let me stay in his nice ass house.
What team he
should I go? And if so, should I stay in the hotel? I've never done this before, but I recently had a birthday and decided that I would live a little this year. Tell me what you think.
Be a bird.
Stay in a hotel.
Get the room.
Make sure you got a round trip flight.
Right.
Make sure you got your own spending money.
Pay for the bags.
And make sure that just in case he's going to decide to cancel your shit or some more shit, you got enough money plans to get yourself in.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. And change the room after you check in.
Right. Damn. I used to run. Oh, remember yeah. That dude I used to be dating in Miami? Mm-hmm. I used to run the scheme. I used to be like, well, I'll just book the flight. Send me like, I was like, oh my God, it's last minute. It's like $600. I'd be right on AirTran. $99.
On AirTran, you had a come up, right?
Just in case. Fuck around to be on the rewards points, they put you in first class if it's an empty first class.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Like, we had that AirTran experience.
Yeah, girl, come on, let's go eat. Prime 112, let's go.
Over that. We used to cap on that.
Shows? 1,000 in travel, please. Mm-hmm. 21. Yeah. I'm a student, please. Mm-hmm. X-Fair.
We at the airport all day.
X-Fairs, like, they don't even have that no more.
Nah, man.
Yeah, you forget it. Oh, and you got to pay to put a bag up to bring a carry-on on.
It wasn't
on.
Like that before.
You got to pay for water. You
got
So the advice, and that's not bad advice, is stay in the hotel, mm-hmm. right? Make sure you have your own money when you go, just in case things don't work out. Mm-hmm. And make sure that your flight is
round trip.
Round trip.
Flying in on a one-way flight.
Yeah. It would be nice to know somebody there, too. Yeah. Don't go to Milwaukee or no shit, bitch. You better go to Atlanta.
And let somebody know where you're going.
What? Yes. I was about to say, give your girlfriend all his information so that somebody know where you are at if you don't come back.
Right.
And you know what? It's not bad either. See if he'll bring one of your friends too.
Oh, yeah.
Right. How much money does this guy got?
We were there all the time.
Because my mama said she don't trust nobody.
Right.
Chanel used to bring me every
girl. Let's go.
Holding the boyfriend.
She's on my rider.
She's coming too. Tamika Lee is on my rider. That's hilarious.
All right. So that's not bad. So she could go. Just make sure you... And I'm not a against not letting him book the flight, but telling him how much it is, and then saying, you know, send it to me and I'll book it.
That way he can't cancel your shit if he decides.
Exactly. He has no authority.
And don't let him hit you with the, I'll give you the money when you get here.
Oh, no.
Money ain't guaranteed unless that motherfucker's in the hand, bitch.
Killed that one.
Right. Like, look, I got PayPal.
We got two
routing number.
Wells
Fargo.
You can cash at me.
What if he put you on like a connecting flight?
My cousin lives in that town.
Hell no.
Unless it's out of the country.
If he put you on a connecting flight from New York to Atlanta.
Hell no.
You gotta go through Charlotte.
That better be my husband.
You gotta go through Miami.
You gotta go through Charlotte.
Babe, we tight on money.
Fly to Chicago.
I was in Fort Lauderdale.
Fuck
that. I'd be like, no, I'm not getting on this.
Nah, nigga.
All right, now let me ask y'all this question. If your man said your outfit is too revealing, would you change your clothes?
Yep. Nope.
No.
Submit. If he's coming with me, no. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
If he's coming with me, no. If I'm going with my girls, yeah.
Okay, so if he's there, you're like, well.
I was on vacation one time, and we were going to the beach, and I had on a bathing suit and a cover-up, and he asked me to change.
But you're going to the beach. Thong bathing suit.
It wasn't a thong.
Nipple covers.
It wasn't a thong.
And glitter.
But the cover-up was see-through.
But it's a bathing suit. It's in Miami.
And you're going to the beach.
No, we was
okay,
on
it wasn't a thong. Was it
a
triangle?
Taking the boat from one island to the other island.
Huge. Exactly, yes. He was right.
Did you change, Gigi?
I changed.
Okay, I would feel uncomfortable if I was
But we
around.
Were also in a group setting with a bunch of other couples.
Okay, well, yeah. Then,
so
yeah.
maybe you felt like, bitch, you showing too much ass.
Like, I don't want the other girls to be mad, like, who this bitch with her ass.
Or you probably want no other niggas looking at his girl.
Right, that too.
Because that makes them have to either
if a nigga say something,
right. Damn, I gotta fight this. My heart say something.
Yeah. But you I gotta prove, you know if you pushing it though.
But guys, you know if you pushing it. Don't you think guys like when other guys look at you?
Yes.
And I know he does.
But sometimes they try to just dumb you down so that they know that you ain't going nowhere.
That too, but there's some alpha men that be like, you know, they don't like to. Because you put them in a position to have to defend you. That's why I'm on the fence with the whole
you've been watching women. She's Gotta Have It.
Oh, I watched that too.
I mean, yeah.
Season 2 coming soon.
TV series.
Oh, I'm not really.
We
I'm
actually
not,
had the two writers, on here.
Really?
Yeah.
Shout
out to them.
Yeah,
that shit
I like the way
dope.
They did
that.
I like the way they wrote that. That was dope. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Chanel. Keep going.
So, I forgot what I was saying. Oh, no, I think that sometimes they're like, if you got to know the nigga that you with. Like, because if you are too bad, and he's always it's tiring for them to always have to because you might
you
not even
dim your light
you
just
might,
to make somebody else shine. I was bad when you met me, nigga. That's how I pulled you. Now I'm with you. You better be confident enough to keep me.
You gotta understand. You gotta understand both ways because right. Men is trying to be, they're trying to be your protector, and if they're with you and somebody either grabs you or whistles at you or does something like that that puts them in a position to now have to.
Yeah. But you have to know how to conduct yourself. Like I know for myself, I'm never going to do anything that's going to put myself in an awkward
position.
But
sometimes guys do shit you can't help with.
Yeah, you can't. But I know anything that I'm doing is not going to ask for that type of attention. Now I might get a whole bunch of attention, but I'm not going to do extra shit. You know what I'm saying? So a nigga telling me to change, I'm like, fuck you. No.
I mean, I wouldn't change. I wouldn't do anything to put myself in a position to where I feel like whatever I put on, I don't need to change that shit because I'm not going to disrespect myself.
Exactly.
Or I'm not going to be
all right,
over
so you already know you're
myself.
Not doing all that anyway. So.
Right. But I understand where some men come from with that. Because, this is a situation. I was dating somebody, big ass nigga. And we were in a movie theater. And it was some of his homeboys in the front of us. And they were so rude throughout the whole, cause we actually were in the movie before the movie that we were going to see started. Mm-hmm. Cause we were just there. And this dude was just being rude. He was throwing popcorn trying to hit the TVs, just rude. And I was like, yo, chill out. And my dude he was like, oh, don't say nothing else to him. Mm-hmm. I got pissed off. I said, what the fuck you checking me for? Check that nigga.
Right.
So I got up and walked up that bitch. So later he said, it wasn't that I was mad trying to check you. If he would have turned around and said something to you, now I got to whoop his ass.
Right.
Because you said something to him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And now either I'm gonna have an issue with my crew or my niggas
or you
but that's different from what you have put on your own body, like you addressing another man is something different than what you have
and also
dressed yourself
I feel
with.
Like his boys should respect him enough that they wouldn't talk crazy to you,
right?
Yeah,
right. Well, he didn't say
he
that
didn't
to
say
me,
anything
but he
right.
was just like
if he did
because it could escalate.
I already know he ain't said nothing because he know I'm right here, but you keep pressing that nigga, he gonna try to
that's play. Happened to me before because
I've been there.
She's been there and I've said something to somebody's friend like checking in the dude and he tried to come at me crazy and then the dude that I was dealing with had to in turn check him. Mm-hmm. But then it caused a big problem because now this dude don't really like me. Now he fell away because I done had his man balk on him. Mm-hmm. But he's kind of mad at me too. Cause like, you shouldn't have said nothing. We all drunk, whatever the case was. But like, I looked at it like I'm still a female. Like, I talk shit, whatever, whatever. But he got to be respectful because I'm a female. He damn near got in my face like, bitch. Da, 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 da. But I could push people buttons.
I feel like I've learned to respect the alpha male. Cause I'm an alpha female,
mm-hmm.
And
same.
I know a lot of bitch ass niggas. I barely same. Meet alpha niggas.
Shout out to
so when I meet them, we bump heads at first because yeah, I'm just like, but I'm learning to respect the place that they have in
out of respect for your man.
Yeah, because that taught me a lot. That situation taught me a lot because I was like, I don't like them. Don't talk to me like that. I feel like he could have said. You know, I don't have no fucking mouth. Just don't say nothing else. I would be like, okay, not don't say nothing else to that nigga.
Because now you feel checked.
What? Yes. Oh, now you going to check me for checking him?
I'm checking this punk-ass motherfucker. You supposed to be checking.
Right. Now, okay, let's bring up another scenario. Let's say that your boyfriend, right, or your man, and his best friend, you know, you hang out with him and his girlfriend. But then y'all go out one time and he got another chick. But you cool with the with his girl.
Oh, I ain't no snitch.
I ain't in it. I ain't in it.
I don't got nothing to do with it.
But wouldn't that make you
feel like shade the girl?
Yeah.
But wouldn't that make you feel like your man be out with him with other bitches too?
Probably.
Ooh. Me and my man will have that conversation, but I'm not going to talk to him.
But you know how you can peep it out? You just throw like little shade, like, oh, Tony, who is this? Oh, she's so cute. What's her name, baby? Mm-hmm. Oh, you just keep switching them. And you get on his nerves. So then he going to be like,
hey, so Troy, you ain't going to goddamn. So Troy, you ain't going to goddamn. Well, your nigga be doing the same shit.
Nah, he can't do that shit. He do that shit, he might get shot.
But see, what if you mad because y'all be going on vacations together and you hang out with the other girlfriend without the dudes around?
If the girlfriend is my friend,
and now she's your friend.
You can't make them bitches your friend.
Exactly.
No, but if she was a friend before,
but she gotta be a snitch for you too.
That's the whole thing.
But there's birds though. Yeah, sit quiet.
No, but that's his. Yeah, you know, y'all hung out, went on vacations together.
That could be your friend. Be quiet.
Houses, like, been together for years, and now you've seen this, and now you feel weird. Because I would feel weird if I'm friends
absolutely.
With...
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would, too.
Like, friends, you talk to her on the phone.
So this is your... you knew all this time.
Right. Like, do y'all talk, go on couple
do
vacations.
Do she come to your house? Right,
yeah, do y'all talk on the phone? Yes, y'all, talk, y'all hang out without the dudes.
Okay. Yeah, but that bitch will have to lie.
That becomes your friend.
I would have checked them right there, like, what the fuck are you doing, Brenda?
Nah, that shit happened to me before. And I stopped fucking with that bitch because I knew, I was like... So, like, he brung the bitch around his baby mom, but she had always hung out with me and her boyfriend and my nigga, you get what I'm saying, double date, all that shit. And then I found out that, like, she had came around the baby mom and said, I'm like, fuck that bitch. We got beef now because you was acting like you was my friend and you never said nothing. So even though we weren't friends before the situation, you was fake my friend.
But then, but according to what you said, you got to mind your business when you're... When
well,
you-
shit, I'm talking about if that's not my friend like that. Like if we just hang out and we go to dinner, that's his friend, girlfriend, yeah. I'm going to mind my business.
But y'all became friends, but only through your men.
If we was on the phone, like you said, she come to my house, we go shopping. Yeah. Yeah. That's a different kind of situation. Yeah. But if we just out and we just so happen to all go out, you mind
but
your
business.
But it
gets tricky because now your man is mad at you for breaking up their happy home.
Cause, right, because then now he got to bring so another now, bitch.
So now what
you
see
the
other way
is you talk to your dude about it. Like, yeah, who is this the fuck bitch?
Yeah, but what's he going to do? He's not going to say nothing. So now I got to be around and act fake around somebody who I really became friends with.
Well, let it be known. Be like, look, I don't know how I'm going to keep my composure around Keisha. The jump off shouldn't be at dinner with wifey.
It doesn't matter.
Like,
that can't be your friend no more, my nigga. Because that nigga's fucking with some bullshit. Yeah. Right. And I
let her go out when it's the guy.
Right. You and think that she cool. Yeah. So y'all would tell or not?
I would definitely have a conversation with my guy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I would let him know that I'm not comfortable with that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if like, that's what you choose, if you, yeah, like don't bring that to me. Like, don't get me involved because now you're putting me in a weird predicament.
Right. I gotta be buddy buddy with this shit.
And I'm not gonna be buddy buddy with her. I'm gonna keep it cordial. But then now, how I look smiling in my homegirl face, right. Knowing damn well,
keep that away from me. I'm not
at the goddamn table with Kiana.
Yeah. But they be like, you one of the guys. Nah, but niggas will be like, you one of the guys. Gigi, you mad cool? Like, you can't snitch on
then
me.
Then you'll be like, you know what?
Snitch,
now I think that my man.
I'm trying to make
you
a better man.
See, I would that now you got a problem with they homeboy regardless,
right?
Because you like,
I don't trust none of y'all.
Yeah, I don't trust y'all.
But at the end, in the back,
yeah, they are though. They probably.
You because he like well damn
right
they respect right you. For they saying speaking
yeah,
up
they respect
right
it. They
right
all right here's the last ask ye question. My wife has gained a lot of weight over the last couple of years and when I brought it up in the past suggesting and inviting her to work out, the discussions have not gone well. She used to try to work out and eat right, but it seems like she lost that focus and doesn't work out anymore and eats whatever she wants. I need your advice on how I can reintroduce this subject and address my concern without starting another argument.
Partner workouts.
Slim Fast.
Well, he said it wasn't working out.
He tried, and he said she's just not responsive to that.
He better take her to Miami, to Dr. Miami, and be like, baby, I got you a present. She'll probably take it. You
he should
so?
Do something so romantic. And
he should.
Is your solution?
He should beat her.
Beat her. You told her.
for to beat me. All my life I had to fight.
Just beat it.
That's kind of hard.
That's the thing about being in relationships is you grow, you change. Like, no one's the same all the time. You know, you could have been a, I don't know, a 9-to-5 worker and then turn into a...
What?
No, I'm saying like
a 9-to-5,
a stay at home mom or whatever, or now you want to be an industry nigga all of a sudden. It's like, I don't want you to be an industry nigga. I like you as a 9-to-5 nigga. Now we got problems because this is not what I like. So I understand him, like, because she was a skinny bitch and now she got to be, you know, a heavy
BBW.
Maybe he, that's not what he likes. Maybe he just should tell her.
He's not, because listen, what it goes the other way too for men. Do we like when our men get all out of shape?
Hell no.
No. No.
So but he doesn't love like, her.
You better keep it tight, nigga.
But it's so it's hard to
like. So I'm not him.
He doesn't love her for her. That's not true though. Because it's hard because when you fell in love with somebody and they was doing a certain way, and then they change.
You got to do stuff together. That's fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, be like, hey, come on, let's go hiking.
She not trying to do
make it fun.
Yeah, maybe it's not gym. Maybe it's not boot camp.
Because that's what he's been saying.
Maybe he should find some type of non-traditional workout.
Right. Like, let's go rock climbing. Let's go cycling.
I feel like that women need to keep that stuff together. I'm kind of
too. I think it would be sexy, baby, if you did a pole aerobics class and then performed for me. Oh, I would. Like, this is
if I'm invested in a relationship, it's like. Like, I feel like people have to just do their parts. Like, communication, you know, spending time together. Like, staying fine. Like, come on now.
No, but you can't say that because women give birth.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That's an excuse.
But like, you still fine.
You know what the reason is for that. But when you just sitting there.
So you can't say that.
She just let herself go. She eating.
Yeah, I understand
it, though. Especially after having kids.
No.
But she didn't say
that. She might be in depression or something.
She could have gotten comfortable. You know how you go through that phase with just being comfortable, like, he love me as I am.
Yeah, but nah, bitch, get out of that.
Then,
pull it together. Pull
yeah,
up.
But he can,
get a good like, heel.
They go on, like, a romantic dinner and then have a salsa class.
Dinner
after.
Is the problem.
Salsa
is
the problem.
Or go to a cooking class.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, or he could be like, I'm a cook. I'm a cook tonight. Make some broccoli and some fucking baked chicken.
Yeah, he has to be the change.
He be the cook.
Like, maybe if he changed his...
He has cook every night.
Because if he's asking her to make him steak and potatoes every damn night, what the fuck she gonna eat?
He gotta be like, we gotta get healthier.
That's what I think he should do.
Everything is a 2018, like, we doing master cleanse, and then we going vegan.
She has to take responsibility for what her actions
but
are.
But it's so funny because I've watched relationships like that, and you'll just see, like, the husband, like, just mad in shape, and he just be trying to, like, show.
Yeah, like, come on, babe.
And
the
ripped as fuck.
When the dude
picking
is out
up
of
bitches
shape,
at the gym.
They want more patience. When the woman is out of shape,
it's so
like,
much different.
Get it back.
Get it together, like, right now. But when the woman loses that weight,
baby, that's when she break
the
up with him.
The man is like, now what you
doing? Right.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
but
so,
there's a lot you can do
together. Oh, but you
together.
Wanted him to lose his weight. So now what?
You just you could go bike riding together. Yeah. You could go, like y'all said, the dancing classes. Hiking.
But you know what? I find sometimes when people gain weight like that and kind of give up, it might be something mental too.
Right.
They could be going through something that it might be more of an issue of, okay, let's talk. What are you dealing with?
Yeah. Because
sometimes it's not necessary. Like when you just gave up and like I used to work out and I used to eat good and I just stopped all that. It might be something else going on.
She probably found her fat nigga that she loved better than him.
What that got to do with her?
So she had to get
that
fat.
That sounds like
that together.
Yeah.
A person, I mean, that sounds...
She rather eat biscuits and shit in bed and this nigga want to go jogging.
But you know, I always told me and my friend, we always said that we want to get rich as fuck and just get fat as hell.
There's no reason to be rich and fat because you could have somebody travel with you that makes you the right
man. But I mean like at the end of my life.
Okay,
like,
later. Not even at the end. Gangsters get chubby and move to Miami.
See? That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's where the gangsters at.
Quincy Jones ain't fat.
Quincy Jones is
He got hips.
I hate
it.
He's empowered. I can't stand man hips, bro.
That's why y'all be saying
we hate man hips. Hey, man. Don't have no man hips.
Do not have no muffin
hips like that.
Oh, I got a question.
Big hips and a fat ass.
I got a question.
What?
That boy is poison. The sexiest part of the man's body.
Other than his dick?
Other than.
Come on.
For me? This part of his arm.
His forearm?
Really?
Yep.
Okay, let's go on you first.
Okay, I like...
Can I explain why? Okay. I just feel like when a man holds you, that's that, like, dominance, that's that protection, that security, that masculinity. It'd be in their hands and their arms. I know, it's like that. Okay,
oh, okay, that's cute. Mm-hmm. I like a good torso, but, mm-hmm. like, specifically, it's the back and then the triceps.
So you like everything, basically. She just said
the torso, the leg, the knee, the
kneecap. She likes some shoulders.
It's around.
Kill him with the shoulders.
Girl, he got good shoulders.
Look at him with the shoulders.
Sexy-ass shoulders.
So the whole
torso.
Yeah, the torso.
Just the man, the whole man.
Like throw the whole man in the box.
Anybody with a V-cut chewing some gum?
Chewing some gum.
With some basketball shorts on and some ankle socks.
Yes. And some slides.
Ankle socks.
And some Gucci slides.
You know that I have
Gucci slides.
You she got very specific.
Like the last season.
I like it. Okay. Oh, Gigi.
Jack.
I like legs. I like some thick thighs and some bow legs like that.
Bow legs.
You know what nigga be bow legged with
like stand
his,
like,
his legs just gotta naturally get out of the way for that big old right. dick. See, you can't have a little dick and be bow legged. That's false advertising. Bow legs is the body's way of making sure that the penis got enough space.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Amen.
That needs to be in the New Testament.
Shout out to you.
That nigga got a baby arm.
Say
that
again, please.
What the
fuck?
Okay, see, my your turn.
Told me to press record.
So me,
I look at because it can't be dick. We said it.
All right,
the lips.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the lips and you know everything that's going on around here.
Pussy eating lips.
I love a good mouth. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? What that mouth do?
Yes, that is now our saying. Man, you can't say that. We say that.
That's it.
Yeah, you got a beautiful mouth and eyes, nice teeth,
and all that stuff too. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, I guess I like arms. I like when guys have a little muscle, so you could rub on their muscles and stuff.
I like to bubble on muscles and stuff.
Well, I'm glad one person said legs because a lot of guys skip leg workouts in the gym.
And be looking crazy as hell.
Chicken little.
Right. Like well, listen, I guess we got to end. We've been talking for like over an hour now, but I had a good time with y'all. That was really fun.
Thank you.
Girls Club and it's
beach. Girls Club, follow us.
Is there going to be like an album? What's happening?
Yes. Well, we don't have the official name yet, mm-hmm. but we have a couple of singles. We have a song called Couldn't Get It Up.
We have to play that one for you. Y'all gonna love that.
Y'all gonna love that.
That might be y'all.
Well, we have a song with a hook already done for y'all.
Man, that nigga dick big as hell. 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 Big as hell. Big as hell. That nigga dick big as hell.
We got a big idea. We'll see y'all next week.
But shows and stuff. And we also do volunteer work for like the Boys and Girls Club of America and different things. And we really are mentors as well. We like to reach out to the community.
Well, just one thing is in the Boys and Girls Club, y'all.
Yeah. No. No service for the boys and girls.
Not the but that's get great. It I think that's awesome. And listen, I just want to make sure we reiterate that lip service, we do have a live show at the Highline Ballroom that's happening on February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. Yes.
Can we come?
Yes, please. Come through. It's going to be fun. We got Amara La Negra.
Can we perform?
Yeah, come. That'll be fun.
So yes.
Can we please come and perform?
At Highline Ballroom. And then we also have Little Mo and her husband. Yeah.
That's dope.
Through.
I met them in the studio.
And we got a couple other surprise guests.
Now we got some more.
That's
it's going to be so
we'll
lit.
Be there.
All right, Lip Service, thank y'all so much
for coming.
I love seeing y'all all together.
Yeah.
Vagina power.
Yeah.